7 o'clock, we get results from Shell, big energy producer, of course. We've had a good idea of how big these profits are going to be. Previously talked about making $28 billion in 2008. That was the previous record profit. Could that be exceeded today? I've got Paul DeLeo with me. He worked for more than 30 years in the oil and gas industry at companies including Shell and BP, now director of the Energy Transition Institute at Robert Gordon University in Aberdeen. Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Is it going to be a new record, do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to expect to see some really big numbers when Shell will report this morning at 7 o'clock. And no surprise, because they had record profits for the first 9 months in 2022. And analysts expect full-year earnings to be really big, around 38 billion, plus or minus a bit. And on global sales, well over 380 billion. So really big numbers. But if it comes in at that, and we'll see at 7 o'clock, it is probably going to be the highest profit for Shell in its history, and probably also one of the highest profits ever recorded by a UK-based company. So strong performance, and yeah, all on the back of exceptional gas prices and oil prices.
Strong performance. Windfall taxes have been announced in the last year here in the UK. How big are they going to be then in their results at 7?
Yeah, Shell's already put out that they're going to pay over $2 billion of windfall taxes in the UK and in the EU. That's already in the operational update, and that is all on the back of the kind of windfall prices we saw in 2022. And that, of course, where those windfall prices and the windfall taxes are appropriate. But I think we also need to keep in mind that the world is changing, because the industry sees no longer the same prices in 2023, and that's going to be an issue. So what is announced is, of course, the 2022 results, but the world is going to be different in 23 when we see the prices kind of come down to the level before Russia invaded Ukraine. And of course, we're now faced with some of the highest taxes, particularly in the UK, for any industry, 75% tax on the fossil fuel industry. We're not seeing any windfall prices.
Paul, thank you. Paul DeLeo there, formerly of Shell and BP, now at the Robert Gordon University in Aberdeen.